Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Okay there, gang, the joint's wide open, so check your hat and fatigues, get your foot on the rail, and get set to shoot the breeze with some of your favorite stars as requested by you in your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. It seems that about the time you took off for wherever you happen to be now, the entire radio public had gone quiz program happy, and we beg to report that this condition hasn't improved since you left. So, in accordance with our policy of keeping you abreast of the times, we bring you all the quiz programs rolled into one. We have named this impending catastrophe, Dr. People Are Double and Take It, Truth or Ignorance, It Pays to Be Information, or Leave It and Let the Quiz Kids Take the Consequences. And now we bring you that genial, jovial, affable, laughable custodian of the questions, that ever-cheerful dispenser of brand new silver dollars, Dr. Groucho Marx.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here again this week as your quizmaster. I say I'm happy to be here. I'd much rather be home in my backyard with a tall, cool beer and a short, warm housemaid.
I wrote that myself.
Now, let's get on with the show. Better yet, let's get on with the housemaid. And remember, this program... Boys. And remember, this program is presented by the makers of Sludge, the breakfast food that makes you wish it was lunchtime. Unlike other breakfast foods, Sludge doesn't crackle, snap, crunch, or pop. It tinkles. No other cereal can make this statement. Personally, I'm just as happy. Who wants a cereal that makes statements? How'd you like to sit down for a quiet breakfast some morning and have a plate of oatmeal, say, "Hello, Harry, how'd you sleep last night? When are you going to pay the rent?" I like an oatmeal that keeps his lump shut. If he wants to talk, let her talk to other oatmeal. I like an oatmeal that's kind, not one that's gruel. Well, let's get on with our program. I turn you over to my associate quizmaster, Professor Frank Morris. What have you got, Professor?
I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
That's great. See, she's got a friend.
Now, dear, what's your name?
Is that really important, Professor?
Oh, no. I mean, what's your name? How can I get... where do we go?
Oh, come now, Professor. Let's get to the question. Aren't you going to ask me one?
Well, not right now, my dear. But later on, I'm going to ask you a pip. I like to know your name. I don't particularly care where I have my fun, but I like to know who I have my fun with.
All right, my name is Georgia Gibbs.
Oh, Georgia Gibbs! Well, speaking of Georgia, I used to know a girl down there. She was a peach picker. Many a happy afternoon I've spent chasing her up and down a ladder. But if you're Georgia Gibbs, you should be singing.
Say, that gives me an idea.
Oh, I hope it's not the same as...
Go on ahead, my dear.
Something that the angels seem to care. He can be happy with just a sip of gin.
Thank you, Georgia Gibbs. Professor Morgan, give that lady 12 silver dollars and help yourself to 15. The sponsor will never miss it. Well, here's our next contestant. What's your name, sir?
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years.
Well, that's very interesting, but I asked your name.
I've seen many a crop of that fine, rich, sun-ripened leaf come and go. And the folks up north know tobacco goodness.
Mm-hmm. If I may make a suggestion, I wish you'd get the LSMFT out of here. Before you go, take 5 silver dollars.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. I'm taking 50. Sponge will never miss it. And I'll never miss you. Now, Sludge brings you contestant number 3. What's your name, Miss... If I can find
Harriet
it.
DeHaven.
Oh. No climbing over the footlights, boys. Well, Gloria, what did you receive when you came in the studio?
Why, a 6-month supply of sludge.
A 6-month supply of sludge? Eat a bowl and you should live so long. Ah, Gloria, every time I see you, you get prettier.
Well, thank you, Groucho.
Of course, I've never seen you before, which may have something to do with it. Ah, but you are beautiful. Your lips, they're like lips. And your nose, it's like a nose. And your eyebrows, they're like Clark Gable's mustache. I could go on for hours raving about how trim you are. But why should I trim Clark Gable's mustache? Let's just put it this way, Gloria. What are you doing tonight?
I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
What do you think I got down here, a duck? No coaching from the audience, please.
Come, Dr. Marks. We've got to get on with the show.
Well, you'll have to wait till I finish with my contestant, and I'm a slow study. Especially when I'm studying this kind of a subject. Now, Gloria, what category do you pick?
Well, I'll take music.
All right, your first question comes from the entire Fifth Army. They want to know if you can sing Sweet Anne, Lovely.
I think I can.
Lovely. Sing sweet.
loving me. Melody haunting me.
Much. That was Gloria de Haven. Well, let's get on with the sludge quiz.
I have a lady in the mezzanine, Doctor.
Take it away, Professor. But remember, next week I wake upstairs.
Now then, lady, what's your name?
Oh, Frank, you said you'd never forget that night in the canoe on Toluca Lake.
Oh, on the lake. Doc. wrong lady. Take her away, Dr. Mark.
Thank you, Professor Morgan, and give that lady a couple of hundred silver dollars, or would you rather be a defendant? Or a mule. Let's see now, who's our next contestant? Ah, here he is. What's your name, sir?
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years.
Say, isn't that stuff up yet? Look, this is a quiz program. Are you a contestant or aren't you?
The whole secret of real tobacco goodness is in the fertilizer.
It is, huh?
You gotta know just how to spread it around.
Well, you're the man for the job, and thank you, Sam Nicotine. This is some quiz program. I've been here 20 minutes, and I haven't asked anybody a question yet. Oh, well, I'll take a few more silver dollars. After all, it's only stealing. All right, what's the first question? When you were a baby, did your mother ever drop you on your tongue?
See, I'm not going to get anywhere with you, so for $75, Mount Vernon, Marie Antoinette in 1865.
I don't get her. What's that?
That's three questions. For any questions you like to. Now, give me the money. Good night.
Once again, we bring you the genial, jovial, affable dispenser of the brand new silver dollars with very little dialogue for the last few minutes. Russell Marks, applause. For those of you who are lucky enough to tune in late, let me remind you that this program comes to you through the carelessness of Sludge, the breakfast food that tinkles. For 6 years now, Sludge has been put to every known scientific test, and the only good thing they found out about it is that it doesn't leak in a plane. There's nothing like it for a quick breakfast. You just got to know how to spread it around. And now, let's see how my associate, Professor Morgan, is doing. Come in, Professor.
I have a midget in the check room, Doctor.
Well, if nobody calls for her in 30 days, she's yours. Midget, indeed. Now, let's cut out the small talk. We've got a program to do.
Very well. Put me down, dear. My, she's the tallest midget I ever saw. Here's the likely-looking contestant. I have a man in the orchestra, Doctor.
That's nothing. I have a pain in the stomach. Take it away, Professor Morgan.
Hello, young man. What's your name?
Kenny Baker.
Well, Kenny Baker, don't I know you from someplace?
I don't think so, Mr. Morgan. I never drink.
Drink. Well, that's just as well. It's pretty hard to get nowadays. But let's get on with our quiz. The questions on this part of the program are a little more difficult than the others, so the prizes will be a trifle higher. Your question comes in three parts. If you get one out of three, you win $48,000. If you get two out of three, you get $109,000.
Suppose I get three out of three.
Well, in that case, we just take you to Fort Knox and let you help yourself.
Lead the way.
Now then, I'm going to give you some clues. And for $48,000, you have to identify me.
I am a glorious, glamorous, seductive siren of the screen. I star in the picture Ecstasy. I have raven black hair, a creamy white complexion, a divine body, and full luscious... I can't go on. Red, clinging lips. Who am I?
Who cares? Kiss me.
Oh. I'm afraid that's not the right answer, but you're very sincere. So here's $30,000.
I'll take it.
Now, here's the second question. I am from the royal family of the theater. I play the title role in the Dr. Gillespie pictures. My first name is Lionel, and my sister's name is Ethel. Who am I?
How much time do I get?
Well, I'll give you a hint. Are you fond of peaches, or do you like berries more?
I know, Henry Fonda.
No, no, I said the first name was Lionel.
Oh, Lionel Fonda.
I'm afraid not. However, by missing that question, too, you have won a home in Beverly Hills. Now, would you like to try for a swimming pool?
No, thanks. I'll quit now and take the house.
Just
a second, Morgan. This thing has gone far enough. You're giving away things without any correct answers. Not only that, I haven't said a word for 2 pages.
You keep out of this, Dr. Marks. This is my contestant.
Not so fast, Professor. I'm running this show. You're just the associate quizmaster. Where's the house located?
I know I'm an associate quizmaster, and that means I have just as much to say as you have.
Oh, yeah? Who knows the sponsor better?
Never mind that. Who knows the sponsor's wife better?
Can you get there by trolley car? To the sponsor's wife? Morgan, that's got nothing to do with it. There can be only one boss in the program, and I'm the boss.
That's your opinion. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the boss.
Well, where do you get the keys to the house?
Everybody here knows I'm the boss. Ask anyone around here.
That's just what I'll do. I'll get an impartial opinion. You, sir, what do you think?
Well, I've been growing tobacco, but now.
you, Kennebaker, that was so beautiful that the makers of Sludge, the breakfast food of the underdog, have awarded you a bonus prize, which is the city of Fresno, California. While we're on the subject, I got a couple of requests to sing myself. Oddly enough, the requests were sent in by a couple of strangers named Chico and Hoppo. Zeppo doesn't care what I do, which is all right with me, because I don't care what Zeppo does. And he's the guy that can do it. Sing, Groucho. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso, even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La, 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 la.
When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty, or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, off the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. For to bit she will do a mosaic in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. Clear day, you can see Alcatraz. You can line the last of Lydia.
La 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 la.
Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on.
La la la.
Lydia, Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said, Lydia.
I said, Lydia.
Command performance has deviated from its customary policy this time, inasmuch as we didn't get a chance to acknowledge your request by name in APO or FPO. However, those of you who did have your requests answered in the show know who you are, and we keep answering your mail as fast as it comes in. That's about all I've got. Have you got anything, Frank?
I've got a lady in a rumble seat, Doctor.
Well, that's better than having one with a rumble seat. Good night, folks.
Been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years, and this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.